在我们每一个人的生命中带领我们。
Several of you are going back to China soon, and so we wish you Godspeed when you're there, but we wish that you'll come back soon too.
我们有的人会回中国啊，求主在中国带领你们，也盼望主很快把你们带回来。
So I don't know what our announcements are. Maybe to remind you again that our neighbors really do appreciate it when you don't park on their side of the street. So please don't park on the south side of 17th Avenue. That will make it better for them.
我们也的确需要大家停车的时候呢，协助不要停在南边啊，就是十七街的南边。我们停在十七街的北面或十六街都可以。
All right. Any other items for discussion today?
有没有其他今天要讨论的事呢？
We're just praying that the Lord's going to continue to bless us again. Thank you for the many who helped us last week. We're just praising the Lord for His goodness to us.
我们继续的祷告，赞美主啊！上一周我们有很好的安排，也谢谢那一些来帮忙的人。
Anything else we should say today?
有没有其他的事情？
Let's have a word of prayer and study the Bible. Lord, we thank you for presenting us with the written word of God.
主啊，谢谢您把这写下的神的话啊给我们。
And our prayer, Lord, is that we will take it seriously.
我们祷告是让我们能够认真严肃地对待它。
You wrote it. The prophet says that you rose early and wrote it to us in order that we might understand it and appreciate it.
圣经先知说呢，您一早起来就把这话写下来给我们，我们真的很感恩。
And so, Lord, we're thankful for the privilege of studying it today.
我们盼望我们今天能有这样的恩典啊，就是我们的。荣幸能够来读这些话语。
And so we just pray that you will help us as we open it. May the Spirit of God do His work in each one of our lives.
求您今天帮助我们，盼望圣灵在我们每一个人生命中做他自己的工作。
And we ask this and give thanks in Jesus' name.
那我们这样的感恩奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. All right. Well, we've been going through the book of 1 Corinthians.
我们一直在学《哥林多前书》。
Learning some things about the work of God. How is the work of God to be performed? How is it to be accomplished?
来学习神的话，神的工作哈，他神是怎么做工，怎么完成的。
And so we're going to start today in chapter 4 and learn about the leaders in the work of God.
然后来看一下神的管家，就神的工人的那些领导人。临前四章。
So verse 1 says, So then, men ought to regard us as servants of Christ, and as those entrusted with the secret things of God.
四章一节，人应当以我们为基督的执事，为神奥秘事的管家。
So who are the apostles? Who was the apostle Paul? Who was Apollos? Who were the other leaders in the work of God in the New Testament?
谁是使徒保罗？谁是亚波罗？谁是其他的这些门徒们呢？在新约里。
And the answer is they were just servants of Christ.
他们只是神的仆人啊，神的管家。
They didn't have any extraordinary human abilities.
他们没有什么超人的能力。
They were just appointed by God to do the work God told them to do.
他们只是做那神指定他们要做的事情而已。
So on Sunday night, we were looking at what we were calling the commissioning of the servants of God.
那星期天晚上呢，我们讲叫做神差他的使仆人出去啊。
And it became interesting to me then, and as I've been pondering it since, that God chooses His servants and He sends them where He wants them to go.
所以从那时候开始，我就在想这个事。我发现神就是先选了他的仆人，把他们放 派到不同的地方去。
So God came to Moses one day and he said, Now Moses, I want you to go to Egypt and deliver my people.
那有一次神选了摩西，说我要你呢去以色列人那呢，把我的以色列人里面把他们救出来。
And Moses said, What? Me? No, I couldn't do that.
然后摩西的反应什么？什么？我做不了啊。
Moses came to Joshua one day. God came to Joshua one day.
那有一次呢，神来到约书亚面前。
And said, Joshua, Moses is dying. You're going to have to take over from Moses.
然后神对约书亚说，那摩西要死了，你要从摩西手里把他的工作接过去。
Joshua probably said, "Well, that wasn't what I had planned."
然后约书亚可能会很意外，这个好像不是我能够做的。
God came to Joseph, said, "Joseph, I want you to run Egypt."
然后神就来到约瑟那里啊，说我要你来管理埃及。
Joseph said, "Well, I wasn't planning to run Egypt."
约瑟就想我没有准备好来管埃及啊。
He said to Daniel, Daniel, I want you to run Babylon and the rest of the world.
然后他跟但以理说，但以理啊，我要你来管理，巴比伦和其他世界各地。
Daniel said that wasn't what I had planned.
这也不是但以理的计划。
What has God chosen you to do?
那神选你要做什么呢？
And Norm and I were looking back at our life yesterday, and we concluded that what God chose us to do.We didn't volunteer for.
然后诺玛跟我们昨天也在讨论我们已经度过的这一生啊，我们发现其实神选我们要做的事情都不是我们先自己主动愿意去做的事情。
Many of the things he wanted us to do, we would have declined and we would have said no if we could. We just didn't have any option. We didn't have any ability to say no.
所以我们很多时候发现呢，其实。我们一开始的选择要我选的我肯定会说不的但是呢其实我没办法拒绝啊。
God is the boss, we are the servants, and we must do what he wants us to do.
原因就是呢神是那个主啊我们只是仆人而已我们总是要顺服他的话做他要我们做的事。
And what you probably will find as we found is that when he asks you to do something, you'll say, I certainly wasn't expecting this.
我们总是会遇到这个情形当他要我们做的事的时候我们会发现哎呀这不是我期望要做的。
So who are the servants of Jesus Christ? They are just the servants of Jesus Christ. That's all.
所以他们谁是最后是仆人呢就是最后服侍耶稣基督的那群人。
So verse 2 then says, what are the responsibilities of the servants of Christ?
然后第二节是在讲的这些仆人他的职责是什么。
Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful.
所求于管家的是要他有忠心。
So Paul said, God gave me a job to do, and my job is to do it.
所以神说，保罗说呢，神给了我个工作，那我总是要去做。
And God gave other people other jobs, and their job is to do what God gave them to do.
其他人也是一样，神给他的，他总要去做。
And so.He goes on in verse 3, and he says, I care very little if I am judged by you or by any human court.
三节，我被你们论断或被别人论断，我都以为是极小的事。
He says, I'm simply doing my job.
我就是做我自己的事就好了。
And it doesn't matter who you are, I have a job that I must do.
所以不管你怎么想，反正我有一个工作我要去做。
Many years ago, I worked for the government of Canada.
很多年前呢，我给加拿大政府工作。
And I used to phone people periodically, and I would say to them, "My name is Harold Summers. I'm calling you on behalf of the government."
然后呢，我经常给人打电话。打电话的时候呢，我一接通了，我都说我叫什么什么，然后呢，我代表加拿大政府来跟你打电话。
And they had to say, yes, sir, yes, yes, sir. And they treated me with great respect because I was the government.
然后他们都很尊重我这通电话，因为我那时候代表政府。
And they could say to me, we don't like the job you're doing.
他们可能会说，哎呀，我不喜欢你现在做这工作。
They could say, you shouldn't do that.
你最好不要做这工作。
And I would say it doesn't matter. The government told me that I must do this. I report to the government. Doesn't matter what you think. I'm serving the government.
然后我会回答说，那这就是我的工作啊，反正我是为政府服务的，无论你怎么想，这就是我的工作。
But then he goes on in verse 3.
第三节。
And he says, indeed, I do not even judge myself.
三节的后最后说，连我自己也不论断自己。
So when I was working for the government, I didn't say, I wonder whether I should do this.
那我给政府工作的时候，我也在想，我是不是该做这工作。
I had to say, it doesn't matter what I want to do. The government told me to do that, and I must do what I was told to do.
所以我后来想呢，这真的也不是我能控制的，所以我总是要做我职责范围内要做的事情。
And so that happened to me often. Sometimes my boss would say, "You do this."
然后我的职业生涯常碰到这个情形，有的时候我老板会说，你做这个。
I would often say, well, boss, if I were you, I wouldn't do this.
然后我会说呢，哎呀，老板，我要是你呢，我就不会这么决定。
And he often would say to me, you're not me. Go ahead and do it.
但是他经常回答就说，那就是因为你不是我，所以你赶紧去做吧。
Okay, he's the boss, and I've got to do what he wants me to do.
那他是老板吧，我总是要做他告诉我做的事。
And so Paul says, you shouldn't be judging me. God appointed me. He says, I don't even judge myself. God appointed me. I will do.
这就是保罗的态度了。他说你也不要论断我，我也甚至不论断自己，因为这个工作就是神派给我的，我总是要去做。
But in verse 4, he says, my conscience is clear. But that doesn't make me innocent. It is the Lord who judges me.
第四节，我虽不觉得自己有错，但也不能因此得以称义，但判断我的乃是主。
So here's the Christian, the servant of the Lord.
那现在的基督徒啊，是神的仆人。
And he's going to do what the Lord asks him to do.
那他要去做呢，主告诉他要去做的。
Therefore it's not your job or my job to judge him.
所以既不是你的，也不是我的职责工作去判断论断他。
He must do what the Lord asked him to do. I must do what the Lord asked me to do.
他要做主告诉他去做的，我要做主告诉我去做的。
So there was a man once whose name was D.L. Moody.
有个人的这个传教士啊，他的名字叫穆迪啊 ，D.L. Moody.
He was a great evangelist.
他是个特别伟大的传教士。
And many people used to say to him, Mr. Moody, you're doing it wrong.
很多人会跟穆迪说，哎，穆迪，你这么做不对。
And they criticized him, but the Bible says they shouldn't have criticized him.
然后他们呢，就开始会指责穆迪，虽然这不合圣经。
He had a very interesting line. I don't know if Long can translate it. But it goes like this. He said, I like the way I do it better than the way you don't do it.
穆迪有一句话啊，他是这么说，他说，我喜欢我做事的方式啊，比你不喜欢你做事的方式呢还要好。
Okay, so what he's meaning is,
这是意思是什么呢？
God told me to do it, I'm going to do it. You do what God told you to do. I must do what God told me to do.
所以神告诉我我要做，我就做了。
And so I don't want to do what you told me to do. I want to do what God told me to do.
我不在意你告诉我要做什么，反正我只在意神告诉我做什么。
So what was the problem here in Corinth?
所以在哥林多教会有什么问题呢？
One man said, I'm following Paul.
有人说呢，我要跟随保罗。
Another man said, I'm following Apollos.
有的人说呢，我要跟随亚波罗。
Another man said, I'm following Peter.
有的人说我跟随彼得。
And they probably said, Peter's better than Paul.
那这种逻辑里呢，他们一定会说彼得比保罗要好。
And others said, no, Apollos is better than Peter.
有人说不，保罗比彼得要好。
And they started fighting.
他们就打起来了。
It's all wrong.
都不对，这些。
Who's the best?
谁是最好的？耶稣是最好的。
What about the other people? They're all just doing what Jesus told them to do.
其他人呢，他们只是做耶稣告诉他们所做的。
So we've got to be very, very careful and very, very humble that we don't put man on a high pedestal. We're just all ordinary people.
所以我们要非常小心呢，非常谦卑，我们不要把人呢摆在一个过高的位置。因为人真的只是普通的人而已。
We're like members of a family.
我们就像一个家的成员。
If you had brothers and sisters, who was the best brother or sister in your family?
那你有兄弟姐妹，谁是这里面最好的呢？
Okay, you got into real trouble if you tried to say I'm better than my sister, didn't you?
如果你有麻烦的时候，你肯定会常说，哎，我比我姐姐要好。
You ask your parents and you say, which one of us children is the best?
你会问你的父母，我们这些孩子中谁是最好的？
Your parents say, I love you all, go and do what I told you to do.
父母一般会说呢，我爱你们每一个，你们赶紧去做我告诉你们要做的事。
We all want to be good children. We all want to be good servants of the Lord, but we don't want to end up saying, I'm better than him, or she's better than me.
我们都想成为神的好仆人啊，但是我们最终不要走到一个地步说，哎，我比这个人好，这个人比那个人好。
So, what's the word I want now? When you're working for a company, the best may very well get the promotion, and the best may very well get the highest salary.
所以你去一个公司的时候呢？最好的人可能会得到升职和高薪。
But in the Christian church, in the Christian family, there are none who are best.
但是在一个基督徒的教会和一个基督徒的家呢，其实没有什么最好的这个概念。
We're all just children, and we're all by the grace of God going to serve the Lord.
我们都是神的孩子，借着神的恩典，我们要来服侍他。
All right. So verse 5 says, therefore, judge nothing before the appointed time. Wait till the Lord comes.
所以时候未到五节，什么都不要论断，只等主来，他要照出暗中的隐情。
He will bring to light what is hidden in darkness, and he will expose the motives of men's hearts.
然后他照出人心里的隐情呢？显明人的意念，那时个人要从神那得着称赞。
So if I decided to judge you, I would have a problem, wouldn't I?
啊，如果我决定要判断你呢，那我可能有一个麻烦了，对不对
？I might be able to see what you did.
那我可能得至少要看清你要做的事吧。
But I couldn't tell you why you did it.
啊，但是呢，就算我看清了，我也不能够判断你为什么要做这件事啊。
I wouldn't know.The wrestling that you had, the issues that you faced, I don't know the strengths and weaknesses in your heart and life.
因为我也不知道在你的心里啊有多少挣扎，有多少征战，也不知道你里面的软弱，也不知道里面的刚强，我都不知道。
But God does.
但神都知道。
And so He is our judge.
所以他是我们的判断主。
Have you ever been in a situation where you said that person? Thinks I'm wrong, but they don't understand me.
你有没有进到过这样的一个境况？说你说哎呀，这个人说我是错的，但是他真的不理解我，他不了解我的情况。
They don't know what was going on in my heart and mind.
他也不知道我的心里在想什么。
They don't have the right to judge me.
所以他们就没有这个依据啊来判断。
And so very often in our heart of hearts we cry.And we say, Lord, they don't understand.
所以在我们的心里，我们就会说呢，哎呀，我们主啊，他们不了解我。
Okay, but the Lord does understand.
但主真的知道。
And there will be a judgment day.
会有一个审判日啊。
And each of us will be judged by the Lord according to what we did.With what we had, he'll be judging us according to our response to our ability.
所以神判断的呢， 是 不单单是我们所做的，而是我们有什么，然后我们在做什么。它是根据我们的能力 来判断我们所做的事，不单单只看我们所做的事。
Sometimes when you're children, you have to compete.
所以在我们是孩子的时候呢，我们常常会竞争啊。
Sometimes it's time to run.
比方说赛跑。
And you get a reward if you run fast.
如果你跑得快，就有奖励。
Some people, some children had long legs.
有的孩子的腿很长。
And they could run faster just by going like this.
他们就跑得很快啊，一步就很大。
And other children have short legs, and they gotta go.
有其他的孩子呢，腿很短啊，那只能是嘟嘟嘟嘟，就是慢慢倒啊。
Okay, so who did the best?
那谁是最好的？
Well, it was easy for the one with the long legs, but it was harder for the other.
所以呢，在我们看，其实那个长腿的很容易嘛，跑两步就顶别人跑几步了。嗯。
And so when the Lord judges us, He does not judge on the basis of what we do. He judges us on the basis of the faith we exercise in doing it.
所以神判断我们的时候呢，不是判断我们事情做了什么事，而是呢判断我们在做这些事情的时候，我们有多大的信心呢，来比量做这件事情。
So, the child who has great difficulty doing it but does it, he gets a bigger reward for doing the same thing that the child who's got all the ability in that area. It's not difficult for him.
那比方说一个孩子他在某一个领域他有特别大的困难，最终呢他做了，这样的孩子得到的赏赐会比那在这个领域里没有什么困难，很容易的，长腿的，倒两下的，就能跑快的，这样的孩子得到赏赐要多。
So some of us were raised in Christian homes. We're very thankful for that.
我们有的人呢是在基督徒家庭长大的，我们就非常很感恩对这种孩子。
But it was easier for us to live for Jesus.Than it was for some of those who were not raised in Christian homes, because they didn't have the background, they didn't have the knowledge, they didn't have the experience that we had.
那对于这样的孩子来说呢，他们就比那不在基督徒家庭长大的孩子要活出神的这个道来呢要容易啊，因为他从小就接触了。
So, we all say, Lord, I would like you to do.In me, through me, what you want to do, and I'm not going to compare myself to everybody else.
所以我们跟主的祷告就是主啊，求你在我里面呢，做工。那我不想跟任何人去比较，你求你自己带领我，我就做我能力所能做的。
So Paul says in verse 3, I don't even judge myself.
这就是保罗三节说的，我就自己我都不论断。
And that means I'm not going to judge everybody else too.
这也同样告诉我们呢，他肯定不会去论断别人。
But the day comes when Jesus will judge us.
但终有一天耶稣会来判断。
What is going to be the response?
那这样的回应会是什么呢？
When Jesus judges, what's going to happen?
耶稣来审判的时候会发生什么？
And verse 5 says at the end,At that time, each will receive his praise from God.
这就是第五节最后，个人要从神那里得到称赞。
Are you a child of God?
你是不是神的孩子呢？
On judgment day, the Lord is going to praise you for something.
如果是在审判日呢，神自然会给你一些奖励。
Hopefully on judgment day, he'll praise you for many things.
盼望呢，他会因着很多事来称赞你。
But on Judgment Day, everybody's going to get judged. Everybody's going to get praised. God is going to bless everybody who has followed Him.
所以在审判日呢，神会奖赏每一个跟随他的人。
All right. So many years ago, I read these verses after I had done something that I felt was very wrong.
很多年后呢。我会读这个经文，就是当我发现我做错了一些很大的事情的时候。
I felt so bad that I couldn't sleep at night.
那如果我碰到这种事呢，我会睡不着觉了。
Then I read these verses, and they said, Harold, don't even judge yourself.
然后我就会读这经文，我就说，哎呀 ，Harold， 就不要论断自己。
I thought, oh, that's very, very nice. Maybe it wasn't that bad after all.
然后我说，哎呀，这真好，也许没有这么糟糕。
And then I read, it says, and at that time each will receive his praise from God. And I said, well, Lord, you know why I did it, and the fact that you know what I did wrong, but you know why I did wrong.
所以呢，我就看见个人从神那得着称赞啊！我说，主啊，你知道我为什么做这个，所以虽然这个不好，但是你知道我的原因。
And it was very, very bad for several days.
然后。有几天呢，我感觉会很差。
And then I finally went. It was actually in the local assembly. I went to the overseers in the assembly, and I apologized for what I had done.
然后呢，我会去教会的长老那呢跟他讲，然后呢，我会为一些事情道歉。
And we had a chat.
然后我们会谈一谈。
And they said to me, Harold, don't worry about it.You did the right thing.
然后他们会安慰我说 ，Harold， 你不要担心啊，你做了对的事情。
I thought, oh, isn't that nice? Oh, I feel so much better now.
然后我说，哎呀，这么好啊，我就感觉好多了。
Okay, we don't always know. I thought it was wrong. The oversight said no, it wasn't wrong. But I had to remember.That it's not my job always to be criticizing myself or other people. Let God do that. He will make it right.
所以呢，我从那里学到的功课就是，这的确不是我的责任去判断自己，去判断别人，神就会把这些事做好了。
So you be encouraged. On Judgment Day, the Lord is going to say, there, you did a good thing.Everyone is going to have praise from God on Judgment Day. Hallelujah.
每一个人，神到那一天呢，都会说，哎，你做得很不错，然后从神呢得一个奖赏。所以我们知道，这真的很美好。Hallelujah.
All right, verse 6.
第六节。
Now, brothers, I have applied these things to myself and to Apollos for your benefit.So that you may learn from us the meaning of the saying, "Do not go beyond what is written."
弟兄们，我为你们的缘故拿这些事转比自己和亚波罗，叫你们效法我们，不可过于圣经所记。
Okay, so each one of us say we're not going to judge the other person. God will judge them. We're not going to go beyond what is written here.
所以我们不要去判断别人，神会去判断。我们不要看自己啊，高过。
Then you will not take pride in one man over against another.
免得叫你们自高自大，贵重这个，轻看那个。
Okay, God doesn't say this man's a good man, that man's not a good man. We've got a big problem.
所以神不是这么说，这个人是好人，那个人是不好的，这个就有麻烦了。
I've often looked at families.
我常会看一些家庭啊。
And if you put parents on a scale from the poorest parent to the very best parent.
然后你把父母啊放在一个秤上或者级别上来看啊，就是最糟糕的父母和最好的父母。
Okay, so you got really, really good parents and really, really bad parents.
你有特别特别好的父母，特别特别糟糕的父母。
You got this line here.
假设这个是当中会有很多分数。
Now that means.That 50% of parents are below average.
这就意味着呢，有50%的父母啊是低于平均数的。
Is that good or bad?
这好还是不好
？Did God make a mistake?
那神是
when He gave 50% of parents below average?
那神难道做了一个错的决定吗？是。就50%的父母都是低于平均的。
Did God give you the right parents?
神有没有给你好的父母呢
？Did He make a mistake? If you got some parents that somebody else thinks were below average?
那他有没有犯错呢？当 你的父母是低于平均数的。
God says, I gave everybody the right parents.
神说呢，我给每一个人的父母都是对的父母。
I gave everybody the right ability to respond to the parents that I gave them.
我给每一个人也有正确的能力来回应他在地上的父母。
So I thank the Lord, Norma thanks the Lord for the parents that he gave us.
所以我和 Norma 也感谢主啊，给我们在这地上的父母。
And as you grow in the knowledge of God, you end up thanking the Lord for the parents that He gave you.
那你在主里长大了以后呢，你也会感谢主给你地上的父母。
And I learned one thing from my parents. Norma learned another thing from our parents. You learned another thing from your parents. You didn't learn what I learned. I didn't learn what you learned.
然后我从我父母那学到东西 ，Norma 也是，你也是，你学到的跟我学到的是不一样的。
And then God will reward each of us according to the foundations, the abilities that He gave us.
然后神会奖赏我们每一个人哈，但是基于他给我们的能力和基础。
So don't you go around saying so and so is better than so and so.
所以我们不要用进到这样的一个思维方式，哎，谁谁谁比谁谁谁更好。
And make sure that you respect everybody, even those who the world might not say are the best.
所以你要记得尊重每一个人，即使这个人在世界的眼里，哎，不是最好的，甚至是低于平均的。
We're all the family of God if we trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior.
我们信靠耶稣基督成为救主的时候，我们就都是神家
的人。And we love everyone in the family, and we respect everyone in the family.
我们爱家里的每一个人，我也尊重家里的每一个人。这跟世界的想法是反的。
All right, verse 7.
第七节。
For who makes you different from anyone else? What do you have that you did not receive?
使你与人不同的是谁呢？你有什么不是领受的呢？
So here's a man who is very athletic.
假设有个人他运动特别厉害。
Okay, is he better than the person who's not athletic?
他比那运动不好的人是不是好？要强一点呢？
He may be able to win more races. He may be able to win at more games, but he's not better because he was born with a natural athleticism.
那也许他能赢很多比赛，但是他并不会更好，因为他天生这块的能力就比别人强。
Okay, so here's Aaron, and he can write, he can draw a picture like that on this.
我们房子后面的这幅画哈，是 Aaron 画的一个。那他的能力就比别人强。
Okay, and that's an outstanding picture.
画真的很漂亮。
Could I do that?
那我做得到吗？
No.
It's just the truth.
做不到。
I couldn't come anywhere near that.
我不可能。
When we were children, I would bring papers home from school that I did at school. I would say, Mommy, look what I did. And Mommy would say, that's really good, Harold. And he'd go into the garbage. Next, you work harder next time, Harold. That'd be good. Okay.
然后呢，我经常还这个画画课带回去的画作呢，我会很骄傲的给我妈妈看。我妈妈说，哎 ，Harold 很好，他就卷吧卷吧丢垃圾桶里，下次会画的会好一点啊。
Okay. No, Norma was a teacher. She never did that. But I was talking about our mother, not about my sister.
他说 Norma 是老师，老师从来不这样，这很不能鼓励你啊。他说是我妈妈，妈妈就。这个画就拿走了。
So that's a beautiful picture. And it's a beautiful picture not because Aaron has the ability to do it. It's beautiful because he did it. He used the talent that God gave him to do it. That's the good thing. He used the talent he had.
所以呢，这幅画很美啊，不是因为他有这个能力，是因为他用了这个能力，他把神给他的能力用出来。画了这幅画，这才是这个地美的地方，而不是因为他有这个能力。
All right, so our verse says, "What do you have that you did not receive?"
所以这就是第七节讲的。那你若是领受的，为何自夸仿佛不
？Okay,
有什么不是领受的呢
？Every ability we've got, we got from God. He gave it to us.
因为我们所有啊，都是从神那领受的。
Now, by the grace of God, we try to use it for His glory, and that may be difficult.
所以我们借着神的恩典，我们使用这些能力，为了神的荣耀，这个可能会更有用。
But we've got what we received, and He's got what He received. So don't say He's outstanding far more than you, because all He's got is what He received.
所以你领受神给你的，他领受神给他的，所以你不用去说呢，他比你好很多，而是你每人各从神的领受的不一样。
Okay, and the verse ends, and if you did receive it, why do you boast as though you didn't receive it?
所以你既然是领受的，为何自夸，仿佛不是领受的呢？
Okay, so you've got a brain that can remember things, and other people don't have a brain that they can remember.
所以你有一个头脑可以记得事情，记忆力好，别的人不行。
So you have patience with the other person, and don't elevate another person just because they received something that you did not receive.
但是呢，你却有很好的这种耐心对人，所以每个人领受的不一样，不要高看轻看任何一个人。
Okay, now many of these people in Corinth were very able, very intelligent, probably very rich. They were above the average kind of person.
所以这些哥林多教会的人啊，他们个人的能力都很强啊，甚至有些有钱，所以他们正常的都是比高于平均数的。
And they probably said, because I'm smarter, because I'm richer, because I can talk faster, I must be better than the rest of you.
所以呢，他们会说呢，哎，你看我很聪明，我可能还有比别人有钱，我比别人说话还快，所以我比别人好。
They probably said, we are in the best position, therefore we must be the best people.
所以我们是在一个最好的位置上，所以我们就是最好的人。
So verse 8 says, already you have all that you want.
所以第八节呢，
Pretty good.
你们已经饱足了，很好。
Already you become rich.
已经丰富了。
But you have also become kings.
也就自己做王了。
And that without us.
不用我们，自己做王了。
Okay, so they said, you're wise, you're rich, you're intelligent, and you're beginning to live like kings.
所以你就自己就像王一样，你饱足丰富了，就是王了。
How do kings live?
那王怎么生活？
They live in comfort.
在舒适中。
They live in pleasure.
快乐中。
They live in ease.
安息就是放松。
They often live in arrogance and they look down on other people.
但很多时候呢，他是很傲慢的，是从上往下看人的。
Now Paul goes on, he says, how I wish that you really were kings. I would be really happy if you could be a king, because if you were kings, then he goes on and says, I would be as well.
他说，保罗，我愿意啊，你们真的是王啊，果真做王，叫我们也同你们一同做王。
He said, it'd be nice if I could live like a king. I'm a servant of God, and I would like to live like a king.
我是神的仆人，但是我真的愿意像你们一样也成为王了。
But verse 9 says,
第九节。
So it seems to me that God has put us, the apostles, on display at the end of the procession like men condemned to die in the arena.
我想神把我们使徒明明列在幕后，好像定死罪的囚犯，因为我们成了一台戏给世人和天使观看。
We have been made a spectacle to the whole universe, to angels as well as to men.
对，给世人和天使观看一台戏。
And he goes on in the next verse.
啊，下一节。
Actually, the next few verses, we'd better read verses 11, 12, and 13, and then go back and explain. So, try 11, 12, 13 in Chinese first, and then in English.
How about 10?
Did we skip 10?
Yeah.
That's right. You had you 10 too.
Yeah. 我们读一下十节到十三节哈。我们为基督的缘故算是愚拙的，你们在基督里倒是聪明的。我们软弱，你们倒强壮；你们有荣耀，我们倒被藐视。 直到如今我们还是又饥又渴又赤身露体又挨打又没有一定的住处并且劳苦亲手做工被人咒骂我们就祝福被人逼迫我们就忍受被人毁谤我们就善劝直到如今人还把我们看作世界上的污秽万物中的渣子
All right, let's do all that in English. We are fools for Christ, but you are wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are honored, we are dishonored. To this very hour, we go hungry and thirsty. We are in rags. We are brutally treated. We are homeless. We work hard with our own hands. When we are cursed, we bless. When we are persecuted, we endure it. When we are slandered, we answer kindly. Up to this moment, we have become the scum of the earth and the refuse of the world. Okay, so who did it look like was on the top? The Corinthians and the apostles. Who did it appear was on the top? Okay. It looked like the apostles were down here and the Corinthians were on the top.
表面看起来好像保罗他们使徒在下面，然后哥林多人在上。
Who really were the best, the Corinthians or the apostles?
那谁是真正最好的呢？是保罗。
The apostles were the best, but they were at the bottom, and the Corinthians were at the top.
实际上最好的是那些使徒，但是他们其实是在底，看上去在底层，然后哥林多人却浮在上面。
So the question is, why is that?
问题是为什么是这样呢？
Who gets the highest salary in the company that most people work for? Who gets the highest salary?
在我们经常工作的公司里啊，谁的薪水应该是最高的？
The boss.
老板。
Boss gets the highest salary. What about in the church?
那教会呢？
Well, the Corinthians got the high salary, and the apostles, they didn't get much.
那这你可看见哥林多人他们好像是得到最多的，然后保罗他们这使徒们得到是最少。
Who were the rich ones?
谁是那富有的？
The Corinthians. Who were the poor ones?
是哥林多人，谁是贫穷的？使徒是贫穷的。
The Lord Jesus Christ was once asked a question, and he wanted to answer the question by talking about a coin.
所以有一次耶稣让我们回答个问题了他拿出一块硬币
The answer was Whose image is this particular coin? On this coin it's Queen Elizabeth
这个硬币上是谁呢假设我们这个硬币啊这假设是伊丽莎白女王
Okay So he said I want to use this So he said Show me a coin So that I can illustrate
给我一块钱这样的话我能够告诉你们这个道理
Why did he say show me a coin?
他为什么说拿一块钱给我
Because he didn't have one
因为他自己没有那块钱
I got lots of coins in my pocket
我的口袋里很多钱
Jesus didn't have coins in his pocket
耶稣的口袋里一块硬币也掏不出来
Where did the Lord Jesus sleep at night?
耶稣晚上在哪睡觉
Not in his own home. He didn't have a home.
也不在他家哈，他也没有家。
I think sometimes he went to other people's homes.
有的时候他在别人家里睡。
I kind of think he would sleep some nights in the home of Mary and Martha and Lazarus in Bethany.
那比方说在伯大尼的马大、玛利亚和拉撒路家里。
But I think he slept some nights in the Garden of Gethsemane.
我也知道呢，他有的时候会在科西玛尼园睡觉。
He spent some nights on the mountain alone.
在山上啊，他单独自己待的时候，他也会一晚上在那。
Why wasn't he rich?
为什么他没有？他不是富有的。
He should have been born in a palace, shouldn't he?
他应该是生在皇宫里，不是吗
？Where was he born?
他在生在哪里呢
？In a stable.
他在马槽里生的。
Yeah. Here are the apostles, these great men of God.
所以这是使徒保罗啊，这神特别大的仆人。
And they didn't live lives up here. They live lives down here.
但他们的生活却不是人眼里高贵的那个层级的，确实是非常卑微的那个底下的生活。
Now there's a word in verse 9.
第九节有一个词。
And the word is spectacle.
这个词呢就是一台戏哈。
Says we have been made a spectacle.
就是我们成了一台戏。
All right. So the word spectacle actually relates to a theater.
就像一台戏，就是在戏院里嘛，跟戏院相关。
Before the days of movies and television, they used to put on plays.
在没有电视电影的时候呢，人们看戏就是真实的场地。
And when you were in the play, you got a special role.In the play.
所以这一出演出呢，你会有个特别的角色。
And it had nothing to do with your life at all. You took on a special personality, and you played that personality in the theater.
所以这是在演戏的时候呢，你会分配到一个角色。这个角色不是你自己，但是呢，你在那个时候呢，是成为这出戏里那个特别的一个人，你要把它演出在舞台上。
So when I was in high school, they put me into a play.
我读高中的时候呢，别人也邀请我去演一出戏。
And my role in the play was, my name was, I think, Henry, and I was a French count. Okay? Count is a very high position in the French government.
所以他说呢，他那时候呢，他是演一个法国的政府的高官然后他叫 Henry.
Okay, so I had to act like a big shot.
我得演的时候呢，像就是众人瞩目那个角色。
And the other people who were playing the parts, they had to say yes, sir.
然后呢，那些来配合我演出的人，对看着我都要说是的，先生，是的。
But it was all just a play.
这就是一台戏嘛。
And When we got off the stage, nobody came up to me and said, "Yes, sir."
我们下了舞台以后，没有一个人跑到我面前来说，是的，先生。
They knew it was all just a play.
因为他们知道这就是一台戏而已。
Now, the apostle says, "My job is to fulfill a particular role in a play."
所以使徒保罗说呢，我的角色就是要完成啊。
And that role in this play is to be very, very lowly.
然后在这台戏里呢，我的角色是非常卑微的，谦卑的。
To be poor, to be weak, to be poorly clothed, all of those things were due to me because I was in the play.
那是非常贫穷的那为什么呢就是因为我只是在这台戏里担当这个角色
Okay How long was the play for?
这台戏多久呢
When I was in school the play lasted for an hour and a half
那我在学校的时候呢我那台戏是一个半小时
The apostle says the play that I'm in is going to last for my whole lifetime
那是保罗说呢我这台戏是刚好就是我一生的长度。
He said, "Now, who's going to be watching this play?"
他说谁在看这台戏呢
？Okay, when we were in high school, quite a few people watched the play. We used to put it on the big auditorium. There'd be 500 or 600 people watching the play. It was a big deal.
我们在学校的时候呢，那500-600人呢，一个大戏院，还挺壮观的一场面，也演这出戏。
So who's watching this play?
那这台戏谁在看呢？
Verse 9. We've been made a spectacle, a play to the whole universe.
那给世人呐。
To angels.
和天使。
As well as man.
天使和人都会看。
That an important play?
这是不是重要的 play 呢？
Yeah.
是的。
Play that I was in, that wasn't important.
我演的那个。
This is one big deal play.
我演的不是什么重要的，这是真正重要的一出戏。
Okay, did it bear much relation to reality?
这个和真实的情况有什么联系吗？
No, Paul's position was very, very high.
为什么没有呢？因为保罗实际的位置是非常尊贵，非常高的。
In reality, Paul was very, very rich. He was going to be inheriting the great blessings of God.
因为他会继承神特别大的天上的祝福。
But for the purposes of the play, he took a lowly position.
但是为了戏的缘故呢，他采纳了一个特别低的位置。
Was it an important play?
这是不是个重要的演出呢？
Even the angels were watching.
即使天使都还在看。
So the question is, how many angels are watching you?
那问题是有多少天使在看你呢？
In the play that you're involved in today.
在你的人生的这出戏里。
Are they watching?
他在不在看呢？
How many angels are in this room watching?
在这个房间里有多少天使在看呢？
I think if you could see them, you'd say, wow.
我猜你如果能够有这个眼能看见，你会很吃惊的。
Why are they watching?
他为什么要看呢？
They're watching to see the grace of God working out in your life.
因为他们要看啊，神的恩典啊，在你的生命中做出来。
And they say, we knew God, I knew God 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago, 10,000 years ago. They've had all kinds of experience with God.
因为他们认识神啊，一百、两百，甚至一千、一万年前，他们就很一直是跟神有长久的联系。
But they are amazed and they are impressed as they watch what God is doing in you and for you and through you.
然后他们会特别的吃惊啊，看见神在你里面也借着你，为了你所做的这一切事。
And so you say, okay, I've been called to put on this play.
所以你会说，哦，是我被招啊，就是要演这出戏。
So what did we do when we were in the play?
那我们在戏台上我们要做什么呢？
We memorized our lines.
我们要记我的台词啊。
Okay. We had singing parts. We had to sing. So we said, okay, we'll sing loud.
然后当轮到唱歌的时候，我们要唱的大声点。
And when we were doing it, we often had to skip other classes in order to do it.
那我们要排练的时候，甚至有的时候还得跳过一些其他的课来排练。
I kind of like that.
我挺喜欢的。
Because they took me out of Latin class and put me in this. This was far more interesting than Latin.
Latin.
Latin is,
oh, Latin, okay.
Latin is the language that
okay, okay.
they spoke in Rome in the days
okay, okay.
of the Lord Jesus.
Okay, okay.所以他说呢，他经常排练的时候呢，刚好跳过的那个课就是拉丁语课，那是他最不擅长的，最不喜欢的。
Okay, so you have to, you've got, you say, all right, I've got this position in that play, I've got to do what I've got to do.
所以你说我这个是我的位置啊，我总是要去做这出戏里我当做的。
Now we're all playing a role in the play.
所以我们都是。神安排的剧本里的一员。
I got to play the big shot. That was fun.
我在那出戏里呢，我是那大人物，很好玩。
Other people who were better than me, they got to play other parts. They were my servants.
那些呢，真正实际生活里比我好的那些人呢，他们在那出戏里全是我的仆人。
Was I better than them?
我比他们好吗？
Okay, I just had a different part to play.
我只是有一个不同的角色而已。
Is Paul better than Apollos?
保罗比亚波罗好吗？
No, totally different part to play.
他只是生命中不同的角色。
Are you better than your neighbor?
你比你的邻居更好吗？
No, totally different part to play.
不是，也只是不同的角色。
We all play our part for the glory of God.
我们都是演好我们的角色，显明神的荣耀。
When we get to heaven, what's going to happen?
那我们去天堂会发生什么呢？
Then, verse 5, then shall each receive praise from God.
这就是第五节后半段说的，个人要从神那里得着称赞。
Okay, so when the play was over, Miss Rowe, Norma and I were talking about it the other day. Miss Rowe came to me when I was in the play. It's interesting, Miss Rowe went to two schools. Okay? Miss Rowe.
Yeah. 就是呢，那个Miss Rowe 就一个人啊，就来到那个，他去了两个演出啊，然后他在我们这个演出结束之后，这应该是个老师吧，可能到他这里。
When she was in the first school, she took Norma to be in the play.
他在第一个学校的时候，他两个学校当过老师，他第一个学校是他带着 Norma 去演出。
Then she went to another school. She took Norma to be in the play because she changed schools.
然后第二次呢，他也带着 Norma 去，因为他自己换了学校，好像是。
Okay. And then she needed someone else, so she said, "Okay, Harold, you're Norma's brother. You come."
所以当他到了 Harold 这个学校的时候，他说，那你是他弟弟 Norma 弟，那你也到我这来演出。
Okay. How did we get in those plays? She said, "That is your job."
我们怎么进到这个演出里去？就是他挑的嘛。他说这就给你了，这角色你去。
And I better tell you the rest of the story.
那我最好把这个故事最后的结尾告诉你们。
The rest of the story goes like this: that we had a Christian club in school.
那我们在学校呢会有一个基督徒的这个团契吧，相当于是。
And the rule in the club was that you couldn't do anything without a teacher's signature.
那这个团契的规矩呢是没有老师的这个签字啊，你不能做任何事情。
So everything we wanted to do had to have a teacher's signature on it.
那我们要做任何事呢，先要让老师签个字。
So I was responsible for the club.
那我是来负责这个团契的。
So I used to say, okay, we've got to do this. And then I have to go to get a teacher's signature.
那我们当决定要做一个事情的时候呢，每个成员要回去让自己老师签字。
And the only person who would be the signature for us was this woman, Miss Rowe.
那其实呢，就是这个老师啊，是最后总是她愿意替我们签字。
And she was so kind, didn't matter what I asked her, she would sign.
她如此之好啊，我每次不管什么我给她，她都签。
And she did that for me for a long time.
她很久啊，都为我做这个事。
And then she came to me and she said, "You're going to be in that play."
然后她就来找我说，你要去演这个角色。
And I said, "I don't think I volunteered."
然后我就跟她说，那我好像不是很自愿做这个角色。
She said, "I didn't ask you to volunteer. You're going to be in that play."
她说我没有让你自愿呢，我就是选你去的。
And she didn't ask me whether I wanted to.
她也没有问我愿不愿意。
She just said, in effect, "Every time you come to me, I sign."
然后她说呢，你每次来找我，我都签了啊。
So I'm coming to you. You sign here.
所以呢，这次我来找你，你就签字就好了，你就演这个角色就好了。
Is that the same relationship you have with Jesus?
这是不是你跟主一样的这个关系呢？
Does Jesus ever say yes when you pray?
你是不是每次祷告他都说是呢？
Every time you come to him, he says, "Harold, I'll help you."
每一次他。你问他祷告的时候，他说 ：“Harold， 我都会帮助你。”
And then he comes to you, he comes to me.
然后他到你。
Says, "Now I would like you to do this."
啊，他说他到你这来，他说我要你做这个事。
You and I might say, "But I don't want to."
你和我可能会这么说，哎呀，这不是我想做的。
And then we say we don't have any alternative.
然后我们会说，哎呀，其实我也没什么选择。
He's the Lord.
他是主啊。
All I am is a bit actor. In the greatest play that has ever been enacted in the history of the universe.
要做的就是我做好那一点点小角色，来演好这一出曾经有人以来最伟大的戏。
Who's Paul?
谁是保罗呢？
Jesus said to him, "Paul, this is your job in the play."
所以耶稣对保罗说，保罗啊，这就是你在这出戏里的角色。
Apollos, this is your job in the play.
亚波罗啊，这是你的角色。
To each of us, he says, "This is your job in this great and wonderful play."
对我们每个人说，哎，这是你的，在这特别大的这出戏里面的角色。
You and I say, "Yes, Lord, thank you."
然后你跟我会说呢，主啊，是的，谢谢你。
I want to play what the part that you want me to play.
我愿意担当你给我的角色，为了荣耀你的名。Amen.
All right, that's the family of God.
这就是神的家了。
Verse 14. I'm not writing this to shame you, but to warn you as my dear children.
十四节，我写这话不是叫你们羞愧，乃是警戒你们，好像我所亲爱的儿女一样。
You see, the Corinthians didn't really believe that their position was just part players in the play too. They thought they really were somebody.
格林多人呢，他并不是以一个戏里面的角色来看待自己的，他就认为他自己就是那个很高位置的人。
So he says, I'm not writing this to shame you, but he says, I am writing to you as my dear children.
所以保罗在这说呢，我不是要羞愧你们啊，我是就像你是我亲爱的儿女一样。
So parents are wonderful things.
父母啊是个很好的角色。
And parents teach their children in a different way than school teachers do.
父母教导孩子啊，跟老师教导孩子方式是不一样的。
So when I was a little boy in school, I used to listen very carefully to what my teachers said.
我在孩子的时候呢，我经常很认真听我的老师说话。
But then I would go home to my parents.
然后我就回家要听我爸妈。
And I realized that my parents were far more important than my teachers.
我就意识到呢，我父母说的话比老师的要重要的多得多。
Sometimes the teachers would tell us things that weren't very wise.
有的时候老师会给我们的建议啊，其实不是那么智慧的。
And by the grace of God, I was able to say in my own heart, I believe what my parents say, even when the teachers say something else.
所以在我的心里我知道啊，就是如果老师说的不一样呢，我更相信其实爸妈说的是对的。
When I was in school, the teachers used to talk about Mother Nature.
然后在学校的时候呢，老师经常会谈这种母性啊。
Mother Nature was the one who supposedly put all the world together, organized everything, caused the plants to grow in the spring, and so on.
You mean this worshiping?
No, this was just an ordinary school class. Yeah, they just, instead of talking about God, they were afraid to talk about God. So they talked about Mother Nature.
所以他们不讲神，世界是神造的，就说这就是自然。就是一切都是因为这个自然自己生长出来的。
Okay, so when I went home, I said to my father, "Who's Mother Nature?"
然后我就回家问我的爸爸，我说这个 Mother Nature 是谁呀？
My father said, "It's the name of God for those who do not love Jesus."
他说这个是那些不喜欢神的人的神的名字啊，就是 Mother Nature。
Okay,
所以他不愿意承认有神。所以他们就换了一个替代词。
Today they talk more openly about evolution and all kinds of other foolish things.
今天呢，人们会更广泛公开的谈论这个进化论和其他的一些愚蠢的东西。
Okay, what you're taught is interesting, but what you believe is what you know to be right.
所以你被教的呢，可能不一定是对，但是你要相信的一定是。你认真查考过是真理的东西。
So Paul now is writing to the Corinthians, and he's saying to them, "You are my children. Because you're my children, I get to say things to you that other people wouldn't say."
所以保罗这样的写法呢，就是告诉他们，你是我的儿，你们是我的儿女啊。所以我告诉你们的是不一样的，不是老师所讲的。
Verse 15.
十五节。
Even though you do not have many, sorry, even though you have 10,000 teachers or guardians in Christ, you do not have many fathers. For in Christ Jesus, I became your father through the gospel.
你们学基督的师父虽有一万，为父的却是不多，因为我在基督耶稣里用福音生了你们。
And therefore he says, therefore I urge you to imitate me.
所以我求你们效法我。
The responsibility of children is to be like their mother and father as their mother and father are like Jesus.
所以基督徒的责任就是效仿他的爸爸妈妈，或者说就是耶稣基督。
Okay, so Paul is saying, I'm going to exercise my fatherly responsibility to you, Corinthians. And I'm going to tell you, you must stop saying, I'm of Peter, I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos, trying to pretend that they're one, each one is better than the other. Paul says, I am your father. Don't do that.
所以保罗在这里说呢, 我开始教导的, 就是一个父亲常会做的事情, 就是你不要在这里比那里比, 说我是亚波罗的, 我是属保罗的, 不要, 轻看这个, 重看那个。
All right, and the next line says, verse 17, for this reason I'm sending to you Timothy, my son, whom I love, who is faithful in the Lord. He will remind you of my way of life in Christ Jesus, which agrees with what I teach everywhere in every church.
因此我已打发提摩太到你们那里去，他在主里面是我所亲爱的，有忠心的儿子，他必提醒你们。 纪念我在基督里怎样行事，在各处各教会中怎样教导人。
So he's saying now, Timothy, sorry, now Corinthians, you must do what I am telling you to do, and I'm going to send Timothy, who's going to teach you what I told him to teach you.
所以他告诉哥林多人呢，我现在把提摩太差过去，你们就听他啊，就相当于听我告诉你们要做的事。
So we live in a world where often children are no longer humble before their parents.
所以今天我们生活的世代啊，孩子在父母前面已经不是那么谦卑了。
The Bible says that the days are coming, they call them perilous days, last days, perilous days. One of the key elements is children being disobedient to parents.
所以在末后的世代呢，神说呢，有一个特别重要的特征，就是儿女啊，要背逆自己的父母。That
is truly tragic.
这是非常悲哀的事情。In
Moses' day, a child who continued to rebel against his parents was to be taken out and stoned and killed.
摩西时代啊，那持续背逆父母的孩子啊，会被拿出去用石头打死的。
Responsibility to parents in the Bible has always been extremely important.
所以顺服父母啊, 其实在圣经里常常是一个极其重要的事情。
Our society says parents aren't that important.
那我们的社会现在告诉我们呢, 其实父母没那么重要。
Children, send your children, or parents, send your children to school.
然后父母会送孩子去学校。
And then send them to kindergarten.
然后去幼儿园,
and then send them to daycare.
然后又送去, 日托所,
as if other people can train your children better than you can.
好像呢, 其他人训练你的孩子会比你更好一样。
And the Bible says no. Parents are not to give their children the responsibility for their children to others. They must retain that responsibility. They can have other teachers, but they must retain that responsibility.
神却没有把这样的职责让人能够代理出去, 说人教导孩子的职责, 第一责任人还是父母。
And the opposite is true. The children must obey their parents.
那这样的对立面也是对的, 就是孩子第一要顺服的就是父母。
The logic of the Bible is, how could you obey God if you haven't seen him, if you can't obey your parents if you have seen them?
所以圣经的逻辑就是呢, 如果你一个眼睛能看见的父母, 你都不顺服, 你怎么可能去顺服一个你眼睛看都看不见的上帝呢? 是不可能的。
I can only remember on one occasion disagreeing with my father.
我有一次呢, 我跟我父亲意见不一致。
It happened right here on 16th Avenue.
就是在16街教会的地方。
On the sidewalk.
在马路这个边上,
I had learned a verse in Sunday school that morning.
那天呢,我在主日学,
my father said something to me on the way to the car.
然后我父亲跟我讲了一些话,
and I took the verse and I said, but my Sunday school teacher says such a And I told them what my Sunday school teacher said.
然后呢，我就讲了，我说我主日学老师是这么讲的，我就把这个意见告诉他。
Now, in fairness to my Sunday school teacher, I took what he said out of context. He was right, I was wrong.
但实际上呢，他主日学老师也没有这个意思，只不过 Harold 把他从这个上下文里哈断章取义拉出来的。
But my father said to me, Harold, you are wrong.
然后我爸就跟我说 ，Harold， 你错了。
And I think it's the only time in my life I remember him ever saying that.
这是我印象中啊，他唯一一次跟我这么说的。
But he said it with sufficient authority.
但他是很。
And I thought, uh-oh, I am in deep trouble.
然后呢，他是很严肃的跟我讲的嘛，所以我说，哎呀，这下我有大麻烦。
Now my father had taught me and trained me and corrected me in many other ways, but that's the only time when he just sort of slam like that and said, "No, Harold, that is wrong."
然后我有很多其他的次数，他会各种别的方法来教导我。这是唯一一次，他很正面的，很毫不留情的跟我说，你错了 ，Harold， 这绝对不是这样。
Okay, a lot of other people could have said that, but that was my father.
那很多人，其他的人也可能会这么说，但是我父亲说就不一样。
I had to say yes, Father.
我会说，是的，爸爸，对不起，是我错了。
All right, 10,000 teachers, but you only got one father.
你有一万个老师啊，但你父亲只有一个。
Jesus is our God. Jesus is our Savior. God is our Father, and He has delegated fathers to us. Our spiritual fathers are important. Listen to your spiritual.
所以我们只有一位父啊，就是耶稣基督，他是。我们属灵的父亲，他是非常重要的。
All right, so he's going to send Timothy to them so that Timothy could teach them what he would have taught them if he could have gone himself, but he couldn't.
所以他把提摩太差去哈，就他本来他可以自己去的。You mean he may talk himself?
I'm not sure what I said.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I'm not sure what you said either. So, all right, let's go on to verse 18.
那我们来看十八节。
Says some of you have become arrogant, as if I were not coming to you.
然后有些人呢会自高自大，以为我不到你们那里去。
So these people who were saying Cephas is great and Paul is great and Apollos is great and everything's fine and we're big people, we're good people and so on. And they had become arrogant in their attitude, full of pride.
那这些人每一个认为呢，说我是属基法的，我是属亚波罗的，我是属保罗的，到一个程度，他每个人都变得非常的骄傲，然后。
And you can do a lot of things if you think that the boss is not coming.
所以你当你认为呢主不会来，你的老板不会来的时候啊，你做的事情就开始没有控制了。
So we have a saying in English. I'm not sure whether it's in Chinese, and it goes like this.
我们有一个俗语啊，在英语里我不知道在对应的中文有没有啊，是这样。
When the cat's away, the mice will play.
Okay.
Now that's very true in many parts of life.
在很多的生命人的生命里啊，这就是这样的。
And Paul says many of you are behaving as if I'm never going to come.
然后保罗的意思就是呢，你们这些人这么做哈，好像就假设我就不会来了一样。
But he says when I come, I'm going to set things straight.
说我要是来啊，我就会直接把你们的错指出来的。
So the preacher who's going to preach in Israel, when you go to Israel, the preacher will be Steve Price.
所以我们那个以色列的旅行啊，会有那个 Steve 这个弟兄来做那个讲员哈。
I think Steve has 8 children.
Steve 弟兄他有八个孩子。
They're good children.
他们都是好孩子。
I met several of them several years ago and was very impressed.
然后我几年前我碰到过他们当中几个，很印象很深刻。
Steve said to one of his older sons one day, I'm your mother. Yeah, your mother and I are going out, and you are in charge. You put your younger brother to bed at a particular time.
然后呢，有一次呢，他们夫妻俩要出去，然后他就跟他的长子说：“那现在呢，我们要我跟你妈妈要出门，你呢要开始掌权，然后你要把弟弟妹妹都安排好睡了。”
So Steve and his mother and his wife went out, and a few minutes later, Steve remembered that he had to get something from home, so he went back home.
然后呢，他们就出去了。过了几分钟呢，Steve弟兄突然想起来他有东西落在家，他要回去一下。
He was at the back door when the two brothers were talking.
然后他就刚好就走到后门啊，然后这个他的两个孩子就在谈话。
The elder brother said, "Time for you to go to bed now."
然后呢，大儿子就在说呢，现在到了时间了，开始睡觉了。The
younger brother said, "No."
然后呢，小弟弟就说不。The
older brother said, "Dad said, time to go to bed."
然后呢，大儿子就说，这是爸爸说的，现在要睡觉了。The
other brother said, "No, Dad's not here."
其他的孩子就说不，因为爸爸不在这儿啊。
Just at that time, he opened the door and said, "Yes, I am."
然后就这个时候呢，他就把门一开，谁说不在这儿？我不是在这里吗？
Okay, okay. Paul was saying here to these people, "I am coming back, and when I come back, I'm going to be dealing with all the issues that you haven't been dealing with."
然后保罗在这说呢，我总是会回来的。当我回来的时候呢，我就要处理这你们所做的这一切的事了。Verse
19, but I will come to you very soon,
19节,
if the Lord is willing, and then I will find out not only how these arrogant people are talking, but I will find out what power they have.
然后主若许我，必快到你们那里去，并且我所要知道的，不是那些自高自大人的言语，乃是他们的全能。
For the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power.
因为神的国不在乎言语，乃在乎全能。
Many people say that the Bible is just the Bible and the Christian life is just lots of words.
有的人呢认为呢，是基督徒的生命就是很多的话而已。
Why do we come to learn all the words of the Bible?
我们为什么来学神所有的话呢？
So that we know how to live the rest of the week.
因为我们就这样知道剩下的一周该怎么过了。You
can't live what you don't know.
因为你若不知道的事，你怎么能活出来呢？
But it's also equally foolish.
而且这也是很愚蠢的。If
you don't live what you do know.
什么是很愚蠢的？就是你真的知道，你还是不去做，就更愚蠢。So
we come to learn in order that we can live.
所以我们来呢，就是学习我们应该活出来的那些言语。Verse
20 then, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power.
因为神的国不在乎言语，在乎全能。What
do you prefer? Shall I come to you with a whip, or in love and with a gentle spirit?
你们愿意怎么样呢？愿意我带着刑杖到你们那去呢？还是要我存慈爱温柔的心呢？
If they obey him, when he comes, they will come in love and with a gentle spirit.
如果他们顺服保罗的话呢，那当保罗来的时候，就是带着慈爱温柔的心了。If
they don't obey him, what is he going to do? He's going to come with a whip.
如果他们不顺服呢，保罗来的时候就是带着刑杖了。So
he's told them, they've got to decide. You've got to decide. What are you going to say when I come? What am I going to say to you? When I come.
所以这取决于哥林多人自己的选择，就是当保罗来的时候，保罗应该带什么样的态度来？
All right. So that's the first four chapters.
这是前面四章了。Chapter
5 is going to start with the problems.
第五章开始啊，就开始有麻烦了。Chapter
5 is going to say, "This is a problem. You didn't deal with it."
第五章说呢，这是个麻烦，你不能这么做。
Chapter 6 is going to say, here's another problem, you didn't deal with that.
那第六节，第六章说呢，这里又有一个麻烦。
And he's going to keep on going through dealing with the problem.
所以保罗就开始了一个问题一个问题的处理。
So I ask myself the question often, if the Apostle Paul came to Vancouver, what church would he go to?
我就在想着，如果保罗今天来到温哥华，他会去哪个教会呢？
Would you be happy if he came to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel?
你喜欢他来16街教会吗？
Okay. Would you, if he was going to speak here on Sunday morning, would you be here?
如果他在这里的星期天早晨讲道，你会来吗？
When he comes, when he came, if he were to come, what do you think he would say?
如果他来，你觉得他会说什么？
I think after a while he would say, but you know, you've got a problem here.
过一阵他会说什么？他说
And then he might say, you've got a problem here.
你有这个问题。
And then he might say, you've got a problem here.
你有另外一个问题。
And I think that if he were to come, many of us would be very happy when he left town.
如果他来我们这儿，我们可能会有这样一个态度啊，就是当他走的时候，我们就高兴。
That'd be a terrible thing. But he would put his finger on the problem, wouldn't he?
因为他会直接用手指把我们的问题都指出来。
Good for him.
很好
so we'd be happy to have him, even if we had to squirm and say,、oh, I don't know.
我还是很高兴他能来，即使这样的话呢，我们可能很不自在。
And we'd say, Lord, you send him, you tell us what's wrong. We're going to try to set right. We want to be right for Jesus.
因为我们愿意为主啊改正，就是我带领保罗来指给我们指出来啊。
So that's what's going to happen in the next chapters. He's going to put some fingers on things that.Are often wrong in the church today.
所以他会借着这个这卷书信呢，把即使今天也教会经常犯的错误一样指出来。
Things that may even be wrong right here at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
甚至今天十六街教会也同样有的问题，也会。
Sooner or later, things that might even be wrong in your heart and my heart.
也许某个时候，在你的心里、我的心里都会出错的问题。
And we've got to say, Lord.We want to do what you want to do. Don't stop talking. Keep talking to me.
所以我们说主啊，我愿意做你让我们做的事情，不要停止对我们说话。
All right, well, that's my story for today. We got about 3 or 4 minutes. Any question?
我们大概有几分钟啊，可以回答一些问题。
Any questions today?
今天有什么问题吗？
All right, I think maybe what we should do is have a word of prayer,
yep.
And then we'll carry on.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Lord, thank you for the Bible.
主啊，谢谢您为了这本圣经。
We're thankful that you tell the stories honestly, frankly, boldly.
谢谢您把这些话语呢，诚实的，直接的，告诉我们。
And Lord, we want to be hearers of the Bible, but we want to be teachers. We want to be obedient as well.
我们盼望能听见，更能顺服。
And so bless us, we pray, each one. We want to be obedient to you and to your word.
祝福我们每一位，帮助我们顺服您，顺服您的话语。
So thank you now, Lord, for all your goodness to us. Lead us, bless us, guide us, keep us.
主啊，谢谢您向我们显明一切的恩典，带领我们，帮助我们，保守我们。
Give us a good day, Lord. Bring us back next week, we pray. We ask in Jesus' name.
祝福我们今天剩下的时间，把我们下周再带回来，祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen. Thank you.